It's budget season in Tanchamar, and it kicked off last week with Treasurer Michael Beal presenting at a special council meeting and continuing at another special meeting today at 3 p.m. at Sackville Town Hall.
We're almost a full year into the first council of Tanchamar. So this is a kind of, we have been operating on a budget, of course, for 2023 that had been approved by the province. So this is our first opportunity to be involved in the budget process from both staff level and a council level.
Beal told council that the goal of the budgeting process is to sustain the services the town offers without cutbacks.
Our number one goal throughout a budget process is to maintain the existing services that we have at the same level of service without reducing those services. So that's always been our number one goal in the budget process. We issue recommendations for the coming year for operating budgets and then recommendations for the coming year for capital budgets. Then final approval by council. By council resolution, total revenue and expenditures for general and utility, setting of tax rates, which is now for five sub-entities, setting of the water and sewer rates, and a breakdown of the capital projects.
Last week's kickoff featured the draft utility budget for Tanchamar. The costs to run Sackville and Dorchester water and sewer services are separate from the town's general operating budget. Both services are funded by utility bill payments, in Sackville according to metered water use, and in Dorchester with a flat sewer and water rate. For both the village and the town, Beal is proposing a 6.7% increase in those fees for 2024. That's just shy of the increase that Beal has calculated as the revenue needed to cover budgeted spending in 2024.
So this is where we get to the revenue needed through rates. In 2023, we needed $1,924,849. In 2024, we'll need $2,063,214,000. That's an increase of $138,365 and a overall increase of 7.19%.
Costs are going up, but there's also some savings to be had. Thanks to the amalgamation of Sackville and Dorchester, the new municipality will save about $72,000 in admin costs in 2024.
Now, that reduction is specifically made up as a result of the amalgamation. So administration, prior to amalgamation, when we submitted the budgets, we had administration costs in Dorchester, we had administration costs in Sackville, because we had to do our own things. So combining the utility budget, of course, we've been able to reduce our administration costs within the budget.
That savings on administration is balanced out with another cost increase for water services in Dorchester. In August, council approved a move to hire Veolia Water Technologies to run the Dorchester Water Treatment Plant, in addition to Sackville's. Before that, the treatment plant was operated by one public works staff person, while provincial regulations required two qualified operators. The Global Water Services Company is also on contract for Sackville and Moncton. Beal told council that the change largely accounted for an increase in water services cost of about $110,000.
That is the move to Veolia, and when we evaluated the Veolia and them taking over the treatment plant, which took place a couple months ago, we looked at how can we fund this in the utility without increasing rates. So you've seen throughout the discussion, we did it as a reallocation of funds within the overall Tanchamar utility budget, where this line item significantly increases, administration decreased. If we had not have joined the utilities of Tanchamar and Sackville together, the administration savings would not have been there. And in the case of you wanted that, say, a Veolia came in to look after the treatment plant, it would have resulted in a straight rate increase for those in Dorchester. But because of the savings we've had in certain areas, we were able to do this with a minimal increase in rates.
If approved, both Sackville and Dorchester water customers could see a rate increase of about 6.7%, but it will break down differently for users on either system. Beal gave council a snapshot of the increase in minimum charges for Sackville water customers, which applies to about 38 to 46% of customers. In 2024, the minimum water charge in Sackville will go up by $36 to $579 annually. Most users will pay more than that, according to how much water they use. In Dorchester, where there are flat rates for water and sewer, roughly 200 customers will see an increase of nearly $48 to a combined flat charge of $763 per year. Beal told council that the discussion of whether or not to change the flat rate system in Dorchester to a metered system will likely happen sometime in the coming years.
At some point in time, the council may wish to have conversations, and it would have to be an evaluation process whether Tantramar wants to be a fully metered system or not. There's no money in the budget to do that in 2024, but it would have to be a discussion. If the agreement was that we wanted to move to a completely fully metered system for Tantramar, then we would have to look at a plan to do so. But Dorchester was flat rates and Sackville customers were all metered.
Beal also showed councillors the breakdown of where the combined Dorchester and Sackville utility budget of $2.7 million gets spent. Admin costs account for 14% of the utility expenses for 2024. A higher portion, about 20%, goes to paying off debts. Another 12% goes towards a savings plan to reserve for future projects. 5% goes to engineering costs, and the rest, 49%, goes to actual sewer and water operations. Water services, including distribution and treatment, are the most expensive, taking 35% of the budget, leaving 14% spent on sewer services. Sackville has had an ambitious savings plan, or utility reserve fund, in anticipation of a project needed to upgrade the town's central sewage lagoons. In 2024, Beal is suggesting the town sock away another $320,000, an amount that would bump the fund up to $1.58 million.
We initiated 8 years ago now a sewer treatment charge, and that's where we were increasing charging for sewage treatment. We were putting that money, $40,000 in new revenue every year. As you can see, when the rates were approved in 2021, it was at 200, and it would go to 240, 280, 320, 360, and 400. That money is being put in through resolution of council every year into the Utility Capital Reserve Fund because right now we don't have a firm estimate, but lagoon upgrades for the main lagoon will be anywhere from $5 to $10 million. So even if we got infrastructure funding that paid for, we'll say, a third of $9 million, that would still have been $3 million on the taxpayers, and a debt payment cost of $300,000 to $400,000 would have resulted in a 50% increase in rates in 1 year. So what we began 8 years ago was to slowly increase the rates, put that money away. When we get the infrastructure funding for the sewage lagoon, our first thing we would use would be our reserve fund money, less borrowing, and we would be able to fund it.
Beal told council that the town is in the awkward phase of knowing it has a major project that will require federal or provincial help, but it can't apply for funding until design and engineering work is done to make the project shovel ready. And the town's utility reserve fund may have to cover 100% of those initial costs, which could be something that starts in 2024.
At some point, we're going to need to begin the design of what our lagoon is going to need to look like. And if we decide to do so in 2024, this is the money that we would have to use in order to do so. And it would result in a reduced deposit into our reserve fund in the year 2024.
Starting in 2025, Beal said the town will also need to start putting away money for a Dorchester lift station upgrade. Today at Sackville Town Hall, Beal will move on to presenting the town's overall operating capital budgets. The meeting starts at 3 p.m. and will be live streamed. Tune in to CHMA for coverage later this week.